Hello, what's going on, everyone? It is time to motivate. We are back with the all new episode of Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast. Me and Lauren are back with your amazing hosts, Lauren Adams, Raycelle Hemingway, the chocolate chip with the honey dip. You better shimmy for me and give me life. As you get into wonderful tonight's episode, it's mainly called, like I said, the nonsense in the workplace. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about my job because y'all not going to come for me for my employment like that because we are not going to do that. Not here, not right now, but I can share past experiences from my other jobs. But it's not all about me right now. We're going to share some fun, loving stuff that you probably never heard of before. That's going to make both of us even more normal than ever. So without further ado, Lauren, how was your wonderful day at work today?
Y'all are probably going to ask me where I come from. I'm going to probably tell you from my daddy's nut, and it's probably going to be from the left one because I ain't right. Okay. So, you know, understand that. Let me go ahead and say something.
Go right ahead, baby.
I don't care if I catch a bunch of hate for this one.
I don't care. Sorry, not sorry. I'm at this point after what.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Me neither. Actually.
Yeah, I know what I'm about to say. I always say you're never sorry for something because you know what you did when you did it.
Right. Go ahead.
Like somebody perching on a dadgum counter and then dadgum hissing at me when I let me tell you something, furries. Y'all got to quit. Y'all have got to stop. Just because it says equal opportunity employer does not mean you have to apply where I work at. Because I'm not equal sometimes, and that's just me. Because I say me's, and the reason why I put a me's with a s is because I have two different types of personality. It depends on what flavor you want that day. Literally, that's why I say me's. It depends on what you want that day. Because perching on counters, asking about litter boxes, pinching a tit outside to go shit outside. Let me go ahead and say this to you. Stop. I mean, you know, there's religions out there where you can come back as these things, you know, like, why not do that? Instead of nothing surprises me anymore, but my facial expressions will tell you everything. If I'm looking at you ignorant, it's because that is exactly what I'm thinking.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm going to also say this. About 15 to 16 years ago, if yous decided that you were going to be a furry, you were locked in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
You couldn't identify as that kind of shit. Just saying. Crossroads would be filled today. I'm going to identify as a bat. I'm done. I'm going to identify as a fucking bat. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not talking about like a tweet-tweet bat. Not tweet-tweet. Whatever. Whatever the fucking bullshit noise they fucking make. I'm talking about a baseball bat. Identify as a baseball
bat. I'm like a bat.
Yeah. Woo! Baseball bat. So the next redneck motherfucker can just beat the shit out of one of these motherfuckers sometimes, because I swear to goodness, the clown needs to be beat out of somebody sometimes. I just want to participate in the afterlife somehow, so I want to come back as a baseball bat.
This woman here never ceased to amaze me.
And I know somebody out there felt that. Because I'm going to tell you something. Some people just need to get their ass whooped.
Yeah, but just one good time. Just one good butt
whooping. This is a 43-year-old woman.
Y'all heard that right.
43 years old. I'm not going to say where I work. I'm not going to say what I do. I'm not going to say anything. We all know that I'm a chef. We all know that, but we're not going to go in there. No, no, y'all are not. Y'all got me fucked up with somebody that gives a shit. I told Ray earlier today I was going to come back as a middle finger.
Yeah, she did say that. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you right now that there's just religions out there where you can, you know, that's something that you come back as a frog or come back as a this or that. Please just don't land at my door. You know, don't be that. Don't come back as a cat and then come up to my door and be like, Jeff Warren, I know you got some tuna. No. Bitch, I'm on a broke income, not a fixed income. I'm eating my damn tuna.
Times is rough.
I swear for God. Pitch a tent outside and go shit outside.
When she told me this, I said, no way. I'm weak. It just makes me look normal.
It's almost hard for me to look at the camera because it's just like, because I keep, I'm, you know, you just.
You're envisioning it. You're, yeah.
Let me say this. From my understanding, furry is a sexuality where somebody has an infatuation with kind of banging things that look like furries, look like animals. And let me tell you. I don't. The workplace, there is no room for sexuality. There's no room for racism against whatever sexuality you are. Gay, straight, bi, trans, pico de gallo, whatever you feel like being. We don't care. We just want to go there to get a paycheck to go home. I don't know what it is. Why? Just why?
That had to happen.
Yeah.
I wondered the same thing. And even
she had whiskers.
I got picture, by the way. Oh boy.
I mean, this is a real thing. There, but the pause should mean everything. The pause should mean everything. Everybody's comprehend. I had to give everybody a minute to comprehend what I just said. Whiskers.
Yeah, real live whiskers on her cheeks. I got picture of this one. This is real life stuff. The stuff that, remember when we was talking about this last season about furries, you shocked the hell out of me with this one. And I didn't know it existed until I researched it up.
Her excuse was that because it is acceptable now and she's always wanted to be a cat. I understand we live in a free country. Okay. I understand we live in a free country. Where we can be whoever we wants to be. Just not around me. But anyhow. Yes, you can be whoever you want to be around me. Just keep your sexuality to yourself. I don't care. I don't care about what you do on your spare time. What I do care about is just getting my job done to the best of my ability and go home. But nothing surprises me anymore because when I looked at what you pitched a tent. Nah, bitch. You a cat. Cats shit outside in the yard with no tent. Why do you need a tent for? Because your ass sees that cat over there just digging a hole, doing his business, and covering it up. Why aren't you doing the same thing since you are such a cat? Not very good at it. But you get on my counter, I go ahead and spray you with water because that's what I did.
When she told me that, I said, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Spray that thing right with water. I don't give a damn. I told you to get down. Then trying to say, well, my mom, I don't care what your mom does. You should not be working if you're going, I mean, cats don't work. They lick themselves all day and like boxes and guaranteed to lay on a piece of paper if it's put in front of them.
Or eat lots of food. And
so. What I'm trying to get, the point that I'm trying to make here, nobody gives a damn what you want to be, who you want to be, and how you want to be. What I am trying to say is you can be all them things, but you can be all them things outside of the workplace. You do not need, especially somebody like me that works my ass off.
And me, like myself as well.
Like, I work 10-hour days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I work 10-hour days. Thank you for the humor of the day, but at the same time, I love what I do. And you are just not happening for me. Just not happening.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. That's fuckery in the workplace. Now, is it funny? Yes. Yes, it is. Because it made me realize that our society is just bullshit. Like, it made me realize that that America's lost their standards of what Americans are, and we're starting to look real stupid to other fucking countries. Just because you see an anime furry does not mean you got to be one. Just because you want to look like Goku does not mean that you need to.
Kamehameha.
I mean, like, there's just certain things that just... I mean, they got Comic-Con for this shit, but... You did not have to make this into a lifestyle. You didn't have to make this into a lifestyle. You really didn't. You could have left that, like... You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to go off and do that shit.
Did she fully dress in full character as the kitty?
No, she didn't, but she, you know, she attached a tail to herself. She had whiskers on her face. She had her nose tattooed.
Society's getting more interesting and full of fuckery by the minute.
No, it's not. It's getting ignorant. It's not interesting anymore. It's just like...
The double standards. First, the double standards with sexuality.
I mean, we got a president that has Alzheimer's. We got people worried about what sexuality is who. Why can't we just get the fuck along? Why can't we just... We don't need these fucking pronouns to identify us as a person. The only identity that we have is our fucking name. After that, we can get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why have we got to bring this into... I identify as the middle finger to all of it. Since everybody's identifying everything to this, that, and the other, I identify as fuck this.
That's her flavor, y'all. That's her. Yo, everyone's different.
And to be honest with you, I am, like I said, I always say I'm colorblind. I don't see in color. I don't see in race. I don't see in any of that. I don't.
I know you don't.
But what we're not going to do is bring that to the workplace, because there's no point.
It just made everything go crazy. And it's funny because it makes me look normal.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm insultingly normal and I was pissed.
We talked about this off camera. We were I was like, it makes me look normal, and I don't do none of the furry stuff. No.
I mean, you know, being in business myself, like, you got to understand, to be in business, you can't be normal. You're looked at as eccentric. You're looked at as, like, this crazy fucking person. You got to be batshit crazy. You got to be this person that is literally motivated to do anything to get to their goal. You got to be goal-driven. And then you got this person that comes in here and, you know, you can't let that get you down. But all you can do is just be like, I got to step it up because I'm too normal. I got to get on a whole nother level, but in the right way, because that had me thinking, damn, I need a psychologist.
Thank God for my therapist, because, yo, it just, because at work, or like, from my past former jobs, I went through some stuff, but I've learned from so much of it, and I just kind of just backed off now, because I was always labeled as being too nice, and I admit that. And I think now, with everything that's been going on with the passing of my second mom, it just shredded all that to hell, and I'm just like, I don't give a fuck anymore. If you don't like me, fuck you. I'm not here to be like, I'm here to do my job, get a paycheck, and go home. I say to myself, I just observe people and keep it pushing, because they're the ones that have a problem with themselves. I know who I am. I say this all the time. I'll say it again. I know who I am. Do you know who you are? That's the $1 million question mm-hmm. you got to say to yourself every single day. And until they get it right in their heads, we will not get where we need to be, go to the next level. We are forever fucked. But until they understand that, that's where we're at right now. And until they get, till they snap on through it, they gonna break through what they gonna get through in their own life. They set themselves up. And that's how they block their blessings. And they can't get mad at anybody else, but at nobody actually, but themselves. I always had this thing. I respect everyone around me. I'm like, I don't play that shit. I say, hey, what's up? I look at you as a brother. I look at you as a brother, a sister, and I keep it pushing. Because I got blessings to manifest, blessings to do. So if you're here trying to dismantle my blessings, be very warned. I will come after you. And I'm not talking. I ain't just talk either.
Yeah, I just... Yeah. But to be honest with you, the only one that can control your decisions and control you is you.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all honesty, especially if you got hopes, if you got dreams or something, the only one that's going to get your ass there is you. Nobody is going to press that. You're the one pressing the snooze button on your life.
Mm.
So if you keep pressing that snooze button, that's exactly what you're going to be. And let me tell you something. Somebody is 10 minutes advanced in you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right on.
But Fareez need to freeze. Y'all need to stop for a minute. You need to take a look at yourself in the mirror and see if this is real. I mean, can you make a career or a business off of being a furry besides the costumes? At least you got a niche.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do it on OnlyFans.
Ray, I didn't say. I wasn't ready. I wasn't. Fuck. The image that I got in my head was not cute. Fuck. Like, I can only see this, like, snowball my balls or some shit. Like, I'm thinking of names. Like, I'm thinking of names of how this could go. Like, ball-lotta. Lick a lot of balls. Lick a lot of puss.
I'm thinking of a lot of mittens.
I'm done. What I'm saying is if you can buy grass or sell grass, you can make money out of anything. Ray's kind of right. You know, they probably got an OnlyFans. Okay. Fuck.
I just think the unusual. So it
that's the point of having an innovative mind. That's the point of having a business mindset, though. A business mindset, you're always thinking. And even then, you know, like, you saying that was the positive side of what they can do with it. Yes. But that's how you think it in business. But what you don't understand is when these motherfuckers come in our business. Oh, fuck. I wasn't ready for that. Make your own shit and leave me alone.
Damn. Just like this lighter. Everybody thinks this light supposed to be a straight line. With everything that goes on with furries and stuff, and people being homophobic at a job workplace, it does this. Like a bent up pet out of shape, pain in the ass. That's all it is. Yeah. It just does that all the time. But yeah, when you said that to me, I was like, I am mentally done. I have heard it all. I became chocolate chip for the honey dips. Honey, I wasn't baked all the way through from this one. I wasn't ready for my cookie dough to be baked at all from this situation. I said, wait, time out. I can't.
I told you, if somebody asked me where I'm from my daddy's nuts. And it's got to be the left one because I ain't right.
That's how I feel because I know I ain't right.
But I'm telling you right now, I cannot. There's just certain time. There's certain times to be who you want to be. I just think that if, you know, you got to understand, if you do not want to work for that company, do not work for that company. And please, gosh damn. I mean, I understand we live in a society where we are part of the biggest scam on this planet. If you think about it, we earn a paycheck that is taxed on products that we pay for, that is taxed on products that we need.
Yeah.
Once you accept a paycheck, you become a part of that. When you are a business owner and you're building, I mean, there's two people born in a hospital every day. One's going to work for him and one's going to be that CEO. One's going to own the company and one's going to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice in what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
But furries, if y'all are going to come into one of them companies to ruin it, I'm telling you, please don't do that shit. Nobody needs to know that your boyfriend has a leash on you walking you around. Okay.
It's already enough.
If that is your sexuality, I am proud of you. Like Ray said, get on. Shit, you could make money off that shit. Go make OnlyFans. Do what you do.
You'll make a killing.
Just literally, you don't need to bring it out. Like, that's fantasy. You got to do fantasy versus reality, and you got it mixed up. You got it mixed up. Come on now. Gosh damn it. I used to want to be a princess. No, I knew I wouldn't. I was a damn queen. What the fuck?
I always knew I was a king.
I mean, the fuck? I wanted to be a princess. No, I knew what I was. I was a queen. That was a higher up than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I understand y'all have a self-identity, but I get that. Like, okay. But understand, a company is not going to understand that, and don't go after them for not understanding something because they have a serious mentality, a positive mentality, and they're pushing, they're competing. They don't have time to fuck with you. I'm competing.
Same.
And when somebody goes outside and pitches a tent to shit in a box, I am done with you for today.
I'm trying to
I was done when I saw that shit.
And when you told me that, I hollered.
Right. I sprayed that bitch with daggum hose. She hissed at me too. Like, how you gonna Like, you hissed me. My mom normally sprays me with a spray bottle. Okay. I turned on the daggum faucet and I just sprayed the shit out of her with that.
Oh, no one can never talk about me ever again. No one can never say I did this or not. They surpassed me at this. I'm just like, yeah, I'm normal. It makes both of us normal. I can't. That gave me a timeout for 10 seconds. I said, I'm good.
I'm one of these people that I respect what I do and I respect what others, you know, do. Like, I respect things, but, you know, throwing it around to somebody, like making them trying to believe what you make them believe what you believe is not going to happen. It's like religion. You know, sexualities have become this thing of, oh, you need to believe in this. No. Mm-mm. See, the sexuality game has become sort of like, you know, like Jehovah Witness coming up to your door. Sorry to y'all out there, but I'm just saying, for example, all religions are good religions. We're all trying to get to the same place. I don't give a shit about who's right, who's wrong on it. We're all worshiping the same individual, okay? So do not take what I just said incorrectly, but y'all know that y'all aggravating. But I can tell you this right now. You come to my door and I have nothing on, it's because I don't want you there. Because if you get me up at 7:30 in the morning, I'm going to haunt you with my ghostly white ass. Okay? All right. So let's just go ahead and get that straight. I have my own way of, you know, of worshiping, and that's the way I see it. So with that being said, but it's kind of like that. If you're going to, like, talk to somebody and expect them to believe in your sexuality and respect your sexuality and demand it, it's not going to happen for you. It's not going to happen like that. Just like Christians cannot force you into believing into a certain religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's, it doesn't right. work like that. It just doesn't. And I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, and I'm not gonna be like real. I don't care if I hurt feelings.
Neither do I.
Okay. Because let me tell you something, in 20 years, when you look back on this and you have finally straightened your shit out, be like, what the fuck was I? And you did this shit sober. Do you know how much alcohol it would take me to put on cat ears and pierce my foot? I swear to God. There ain't enough alcohol for me to even act like a cat or a dog or a chicken.
Meow, woof.
There's just not enough alcohol for that.
I just had me a nice little wine cooler.
I need about four.
I just about had two, because I had to process this while you're telling me all this. I'm like,
why don't you try watching? Nothing about this is making you laugh at this point. You just like, you just literally just sit there with the same face for like 15 minutes. Like, when's it gonna fix itself? Do I need to call the vet? Where's its owner? And this is a human.
That's older than both of us, might I add.
Yeah, that's got me. That's where it's got me.
I was like, this older than both of us? That's why I kept telling you, older than both of us. She said, yup. I'm like, And I immediately said this, no one can never talk about me or me being weird for the rest of their natural born lives. Society has been officially been duped.
I saw a kid at my daughter's school one time where her boyfriend had her on a leash. And she was on all fours walking around.
Remind you, this is a thing now.
And I identified as a fucking cat. I identify as I don't give a fuck, but I can tell you this right fucking now. That should not be a thing. Because I want to know if this came from anime. I want to know where this came from. Because from my understanding, it's a fucked up version of a sexuality. Like, it's sex. It's like a actual, like, orgy type of, like, it's kind of retarded. Sorry. Not sorry. I mean, if you want to do a dog, why don't you just, I mean, it's just, there's just certain things you just don't do.
Oh, I got to find where this is from.
I mean, working 10 hours a day, and then, you know, that kind of happens, and then you're just like, yep, I'm good.
Oh, I'm researching it now.
Yeah, because I don't know where that shit came from. I know it was a form of sexuality.
Well, if you want to read from the power of Google, the furry fandom began in the 1980s at science fiction conventions when fans started to realize they shared an interest in anthropomorphic or humanized animals. A character drawn from Steve Gallucci's Albedo's Anthropomorphics.
Y'all made this into the science.
Started a discussion of anthropomorphic characters in science fiction novels, which led to the formation of a discussion group that met at science fiction conventions and comic conventions. Yeah, started from back in the day.
So, anime.
It's kind of. But from comic convention.
Okay, so here's the thing. Y'all turned this into an actual identify as a cat because you...
My head hurts. My head really hurts.
Come on now.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Look.
She can't get over it. My stomach hurts.
Furry started in the 80s when...
Mm-hmm.
Y'all talking about comics here.
And science fiction novels. Science fiction conventions and comic conventions.
Y'all got reality fucked up.
I don't mean loud. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. It's too because I'm laughing at Lauren's face. I have laughing at Lauren's facials. That's the reason why I'm laughing.
Fucked up.
It just made. When I say this happened at work, I was like, in the workplace, I'm like, this is not happening. I said, you are fucking lying. And my mom, like, yo, she's not fucking kidding. I said, please be lying to me. And she's like, Ray, I'm not lying to you. Mm-mm. This happened at her job. I'm like, oh boy. Out of all things, first, when you're at the workplace, you got people here, not to call anybody out of people's business, but it does happen. You got these mofos trying to mess with each other on the outside while these men and women got husbands and wives and homes and kids and families while they're over here banging each other at a motherfucking workplace like a hospital, cafe, stuff like that, and leave it as a little secret and then go back to their baby mamas and baby daddies like nothing really pretty much happened. And then they spread it to themselves.
That's hospital life, though.
Oh, no, that's not just hospital life. It's even in the cafes and stuff, too. I learned a lot from my past experiences.
Well, I'm saying, like, just in general, like, hospital life, that's just in life general that people are like, duh.
Yeah, and then they brag about it like it's fucking soap opera, like it's All My Children, the TV show all over again on ABC. I'm like, y'all got me fucked up. I'm like, I'm good.
That's why Maury's famous. That's why Maury's famous. Because of them jokers.
Yeah. And Sally Jesse Raphael.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, is there anything you want to add, any encouragement? Because I know we're about to be running low on time right now.
Just don't turn into a furry. Don't do it. Let me tell you something. If you want to be a pescatarian, you go be a pescatarian. But you don't need to be that. I identify as Bumblebee. I mean,
you fly around. Come on. I encourage you, please be yourself, and please don't judge others unless you don't want your business to be out there, because, honey, the tables do turn, and it does backfire. I learned from experience. Oh, God. Especially when you're in the workplace or wherever. Don't judge people. Stop spreading lies about shit. Stop believing in gossip. Just lay low and stay to yourself and go to work and get your paycheck and work on your
real actual You don't have to be extra, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not judging. I'm judging her. I ain't going to fucking lie talking about some don't judge people. What, that was every bit of judge. I'm judging that shit. That bitch pitched a tent outside and perched on my counter.
And you had to spray her. But
I'm judging. And I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. And, no. just a FYI, I'm not sorry for what I say either, because I have had experiences where people have talked shit about me in the past, and I have to learn that they've done shit behind closed doors and they don't want them finding out about their own shit. So it's like,
let me find out. That's what I'd say. Let me find out.
I was like, let me find out about something, because I said, honey, remember, and I have a little thing to say. You thought last season when I revealed everything on the season 3 finale, let me, Lauren, give you a quiet heads up. I was scratching the surface just to let you know. So, ta-da. So if you don't want your business to be aired out and you don't want to be embarrassed, please watch what you say to other people. Please watch what you say to me, because it will backfire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sorry, because you earned it.
Mm-mm. No, because you know what you do when you do it. That's why I say, if you're sorry, why'd you do it? Because you already knew what you did.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't ever apologize for nothing I say, because I said it. And I probably shouldn't have said it the way I said it, but that's said it. I know I'm tired when you start making it, when you start doing shit like that.
Yeah, you pooped. You had a long day. Yeah. But yes, that concludes tonight's episode. I hope we have all learned something from this, because I've learned a lot. This absorbed my brain. And until the next episode, honey, please be authentic, loving little selves. And please don't do crazy shit at the workplace. When you're at work, just do your job and get your paycheck and get the fuck out. Especially because, remember, we both here for a good time, not for a long time. Just to let you know. So on that part, have a great night. Take it easy until the next episode. Remember, it's time to motivate my little chocolate chip with honey dips. Meow. And have a great and delicious night. Chocolate chips. Bye.